This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are, it's a Monday. Let's kick this week off, right? And let's go straight to the source. As the architect,
we have so many options, Bill. It is great to talk with you.
Okay. The source would be Rob Morse, of course. If you haven't figured that out, well, I can't help you. So, what do you want to talk about, sir?
I'm going to roll this all on the table. Let's see where we go. Gun control is not a new idea, but it may have reached peak irony. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg told us to give up our guns because the government will protect us and keep us safe. Now, Mayor Mike gave that speech surrounded by armed security guards. That should be right out of Saturday Night Live. Captain Christopher Martin, the base commander at Naval Air Station Pensacola, ordered his troops to be disarmed. A second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force who was on base for training shot 12 people, killed 3 airmen on base. Clearly, the captain did not provide adequate base security for either his government employees or the civilians under his command. And as you said, Bill, once you fire a few admirals, the rest of them brighten up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Florida legislature, in a show of God, this makes lemmings look smart, proposed more gun control to disarm state residents. We got to talk about that at some point. But remember, earlier last week, a military security guard at Pearl Harbor who was supposed to be guarding a nuclear submarine that was being repaired, shot 3 shipyard employees. The guard was in the middle of a disciplinary hearing when he was put on guard duty and given a loaded weapon. Just to help folks remember, Hawaii has some of the most stringent gun laws in the nation. Both military posts are gun-free zones. Now, let's go back again. Back in August, a criminal on Guam was running from the police, and he crashes his car through the gate at Anderson Air Base. Here's the magic formula that the news won't tell you. Commanders, captains, and admirals face the choice to disarm their subordinates on base. When will they face the consequences of putting their career ahead of the lives of the men and women in their command during peacetime? Where do you want to go? We could go to gun stories. We've got so many options.
Well, I mean, I would like to just address the whole military arm thing. The military, this is nothing new.
Right. Sadly.
Yeah. And I mean, the Beirut bombing,
right.
The Lebanon barracks for the Marine Corps,
right?
In 1983, the precursor to my joining the military, All of the guards, the reason that truck was able to get through was the guards didn't have ammo.
Right.
I've been on guard duty on a live weapons depot, a NATO weapons depot, and been issued 4 rounds of ammo.
Wouldn't that make the gun control proponents in New Jersey proud? What the heck?
Well, see, this is the thing. Commanding generals, the commanding general of Fort Hood, he was asked about his people being armed, and he said what everybody says, what all gun grabbers say, that he believed that his troops would just be shooting indiscriminately in all directions without knowing who they were shooting at. And they're the only ones. They're the only ones.
We got to go back and talk about that. We have a schizophrenic view of the military. For those of you who don't know, the military is better educated on average than the civilian population. Some kid who could barely get through high school will not make it into the military, won't get through the ASVAB. We know from experience that civilians who have their carry permits are more law-abiding than the police. They shoot fewer unintended victims than do the police.
Right.
Again, they have different jobs. We're typically trying to defend and retreat. The police have to advance and apprehend. Very different situations. They have a tougher job. But fortunately, we know about the military. You could easily, in the military, say, guys, you're going off base. Which one of you is carrying? Here, put your hand here, Sergeant. When you come back, we will test you for blood alcohol content. It better be zero. You are the designated defender and driver. There, done. Is that too hard for admirals to figure out?
No, but this is the thing. And even in combat zones, when you get into green zones, a green zone is typically a area surrounded by concentric circles of varying degrees of fortification.
Right.
And if you get inside where they consider this to be, okay, this is pretty safe here, they won't let you have a hot weapon there. In some cases, depending on where you're at. In South Korea, which is ostensibly the most dangerous place, unless you're in combat. And in peacetime, the most dangerous place, I think, to be stationed is South Korea, simply because you're supposed to hold the North Koreans back. Nobody around there is walking around armed. What I would like to see in our military is I'd like to see the same thing they have in the Israeli military.
Yes. Perfect comparison, Bill. Let's expand that for our listeners. There is mandatory military service in Israel.
Right.
And I believe it's at 18. And you're issued a weapon, and you carry it all the time. Hi, you're home on leave all the time. So there are these classic pictures of men and young men and women with a M4 slung over their back in line at the grocery store.
It's on their shoulder when they're suntanning on the beach. I mean, if you're surfing, you can leave it with one of your buddies who also has one, but he's stand and watch while you're surfing.
Yep. So we don't see the problem with 18-year-old Israeli servicemen and women any different than our 18-year-olds. They do not shoot at people indiscriminately, so we've got a general who has a fantasy problem.
Generals.
I would like general officer, okay, 05 and up.
I would say any flag grade officer. I think after Brigadier General, they begin to segue into being administrators more than... When we come back, we'll talk some more about the flag grade admirals and some other fun stuff, I'm sure. Of course, Rob, you can find Rob's stuff. It's Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where everything that he writes starts out its life. From there, it may go to ClashDaily.com. It may go to Ammoland.com. It's probably going to both. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! 5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've already kicked off pretty good going after the flag grade officers. I hope you guys don't like it, sir. And
well, Bill, the classic, and you know it because you supervised men at the up close and personal, that which is rewarded will be repeated. Let's hold all the officers responsible for every accident on base. If trucks tip over, we remind the kids how to drive. If equipment fails, helicopters fall out of the sky, we remind the maintenance crews really hard that lives are at stake. Now we need to remind the flag grade officers that their decisions got people killed. And it's got to go on their record. I don't know how you demote an 06, which is a baby admiral.
Well, you don't demote them. You relieve them.
Is that what it's up or out?
Yeah. You just relieve them from their position. They have, they either have a command position or something, but they're not getting demoted. They're just getting relieved. But when they get relieved for cause, and you got to remember now, I was a sergeant on the E6 list. This is just what I've read. If they get relieved for cause, their career is basically done, and I would think being in the 1, 2, 3 stars is not a bad thing. But
Now I made a mistake. I said 06. That's a captain.
No, 03 is O3 is a captain. O4 is a major. O5 is a light colonel. O6 is a colonel, full bird.
Right, and I'm going down the Navy side, where I've got a O5 as a commander, O6 as a captain. The reason I start with O5s is because commanders can make the political choice to arm their staff on base. On base may be a recruiting depot in your area.
Yeah.
And when that gets shot up, it should go on their record. It was your choice that caused the loss of life, most important, the needless loss of life. I understand that we're here to spend lives. That's the military's game. You threw some guys in the meat grinder and who didn't need to go.
Well, the thing about this is even when these things happen, people get relieved. When the Fort Hood shootings happen, people got relieved. You don't hear about that because you're not going to hear about that. Everybody correct. In that guy's chain of command probably got relieved with the first Fort Hood shooting. I don't remember who was the second shooter, but everybody got relieved, I'm almost certain, in his chain of command. Probably and maybe. But see, the post commanders, while they do enforce these rules, this is not their rule to enforce. This is part of the Army regs.
Well, yes and no. In the sense, as I understand it, if your rank is high enough, you can say, not my base, not at my base, at my base, they will be armed.
Sure.
We haven't seen an officer with enough cojones to do that.
No.
Because it's politically expedient to say, oh, blame the State Department. They handed me a crazy man. And that doesn't fly. You have the responsibility. You can come up with an excuse all day long. But you failed in your responsibility, Captain. So, yeah, put it on his record. You disarmed your troops and they got killed. Now, you could sequester foreign nationals on your base. You could have better security. Remember, we had the Washington Navy Yard. That was just domestic craziness. The guy was hearing voices. And we knew it. Yeah. Boy, it's if a civilian contractor did this, there would be lawsuits all over the place and there would be armed security on the facility. But we have to hold people to similar standards because life is precious. Do you see? I have a different take. You've worn the uniform. I have not.
Well, this is the thing about the military, and they'll tell you right up front when you join the military. First of all, the military is not a democracy.
Right.
It is not a democracy. So you getting out there and when you sign up, they tell you, and you have to take the oath twice. You have an opportunity to not go through with it. You can take the oath once and not go through with it. But after you take it twice, you're going to at least be in long enough to grow to hate your decision. Then you're in training, and you know you go to your basic training post, and you go to do the things you're going to do, EIEIO. And then even at that point, you can get out of the military if you do something called a training, they used to call it a TDP. And still, you can get out if you want to bad enough. Then you go into advanced individual training, and by now, you're getting into some stiff, and this is where, it's beginning to look a lot like this is going to be what you do. And even when you're in, and you're in what is referred to as permanent party, there are ways to get out of the Army. But while you're in the Army and you volunteer to be in the military, it's not a democracy. You take an oath, and all the enlisted guys, the enlisted guys don't get to get out there and go to hearings and do things like officers do. So they just do what they're supposed to do.
There is civilian leadership of the military.
Yep.
They spent the lives of our sons and daughters recklessly. I understand that lives need to be spent. Throwing them away because you didn't have the political courage to say, I will arm some of the soldiers on my base, or I will sequester foreign nationals and have adequate security on my base, even though that may not look very nice, well, then you've made the wrong decision.
Yep.
Here, put it on your record.
Yep.
That's what would happen if it were me.
Well, I mean, it's...
still more to talk to after the break.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to get relieved. You're going to get relieved when that happens. It's sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation when you're doing that. But most of them are just going to go with, the easy one. So,
yeah.
Of course, Rob also does a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories, in addition to his work at the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast, both of which you can find at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, everywhere where a good podcast can be found. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Speaking at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Esper says the stories of the American soldiers who fought to stand against tyranny will never be forgotten.
We are gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
Congress is expected to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House, and I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, still talking to Rob Moore, still chewing the fat over stuff. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to some great news out of Virginia.
Okay.
One day last week, and I know you covered it, and the numbers changed so fast. One day last week, there were 10 counties and cities in Virginia that voted themselves as Second Amendment sanctuaries. There were 16 votes scheduled this evening. I don't know how they've all turned out. There are over 90 meetings to vote on Second Amendment sanctuary classification scheduled in front of county boards in Virginia this month. Now, is 90 all? No. Well, they've already got 46. There are 90 still scheduled. There are only 132 counties in Virginia. So some of those are cities. Now, Texas is doing something similar but slower. There are 27 counties, or a little over 10% of the counties in Texas have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Now, did you see the comments from the Virginia AG?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. And, you know, I don't know what kind of fantasy world he lives in where it's okay on one hand to flout federal law.
Right.
And on the other hand, it's not okay to uphold the Constitution.
Right? So what the Virginia Attorney General said is, well, I expect that all gun laws will be fully enforced. And I go, oh, yeah? By whom, partner? You're going to take some guy driving down the street that's stopped by a highway patrolman, and you're going to put him where? Federal, state lockup? Hardly. Laws are enforced at the county level in this country. Surprise, Mr. AG, you've got a broken straight in your hand. What you gonna do now? Fascinating. I wonder how it will play out.
Well, you know, they're going to, and this is the way I would expect to see it play out because of the way they are. But once again, it sets another precedent once they do that. I would expect to see them threaten to arrest some sheriffs.
Oh, that'll
be or try to impeach them or something.
On impeach a sheriff.
Yeah.
Because, well, I guess if you can generate enough votes, you can do anything you want. So sure. Impeaching an official usually requires a number of signatures.
Yep.
Oh, I would. And then you then now isn't doesn't don't you effectively then put them? All that means is we're going to have the election again. And they can run again.
What it means is that they set the precedent of arresting people for not following a law. They actually go and do it, which Republicans should be paying attention to this. They should be paying attention to this because there's a lot of people that have qualified for the jumpsuit.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, wow, given the laws that we have seen the Democrats break lately, really? We're going to just start slapping them in cuffs. And after you arrest a sheriff, where do you put him?
I guess you put him in his own jail, wouldn't you?
Not. I'm thinking that's not happening. again, somebody probably wants to think a couple moves ahead, and I understand you can say anything you want because talk is cheap, but before you give orders, you know, think it through. Oh my goodness. That's harder to do than it sounds, thinking things through. Michael Bloomberg was talking in Colorado, and he tripped all over himself. He didn't really understand how federal laws work and what background checks are. It's a fantasy land. On the other hand, it is magic speech to his audience. Oh, this guy cares about my kids. That's the fact that it is that his gun control proposal. Will be right. Completely ineffective is irrelevant. He's playing to win emotional bingo with voters. Will it work? It might.
Well, some of the stuff's going to come out about him, and he's going to be an interesting case for the Democrats to deal with. He's not going to poll very well. He's going to make Atros Perot look presidential.
He does have the man. He's got a personality that makes that would put any salesman out of business. He's a rich billionaire who's used to getting his way.
Well, he's used to buying advertising. He doesn't get his way all the time. I mean, he's been thwarted on more than one occasion. He got thwarted in Nevada. He got thwarted in Virginia a couple of elections ago. Not this one, but. You know, he's spent a bunch of money, and he's going to spend more money, and he's going to continue to spend money because he thinks that there's a speech that a supposed politician gives in American Gigolo, which is very, you know, this is where this guy gets up there and says, it falls to us, the privileged, to lead, to set the example, but to lead, you know, and I'm sure he thinks that. But this is also the guy who tried to ban the Big Gulp. And, I mean, one thing that he did and talked about doing that never gained any traction, he wanted to mandate breastfeeding, you know, at one point. That was something he looked at that just never got anywhere, made the news briefly, and then it was out of there. And he's made plenty of speeches. He's talked about how you should take guns away from black people because they're the ones that get killed the most, so they should have their guns taken away.
Right. Particularly young black
people. Yes, and he is identifying the biggest murder victims out there and the biggest group of murderers, but he's not talking about going after the gang members because they know where they're at.
Right.
They know which blocks they're in. They could go in there any time now and arrest a whole bunch of guys, throw the book at them, get them before a special gang-oriented judge and put them away. But we can't have mass incarceration. We can't have we got to have diversity in the penitentiary. That, you know, that kind of stuff. You understand?
Well, in Bloomberg, he is going to be a special case. He has enough money. In many elections, he has bought all of the available media time.
Sure.
So can you imagine you're a Democrat candidate running, not against him, you're just running. And you got to go, Mike, could you give me some of the media time? Because you bought it all so that I can get my message out?
Okay, that's one thing you don't have to worry about. In media, they have to supply them with equal time. He can't buy it all. He can certainly buy a bunch, but he can't buy it all. They have to give them equal time.
You know, if you're running for state representative and Mike's just bought it all.
He can't buy it all.
Okay.
He can't buy it all. I made the mistake one time of having the guy I wanted to win as sheriff, and then I had to let everybody else running for sheriff, I had to let them on the show too. So, anyway, we're heading into the next break, talking Rob Morse and turning things over left, right, you know, making sure every rock is flipped. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse. You know, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but are there websites for the two podcasts, for the Polite Society and Self-Defense Gun Stories?
Absolutely there are.
Please give them out.
Politicsandguns.com. That's the old name. But if you type in Polite Society, it will get you there. And, yeah, there's a website, selfdefensegunstories.com. We've got 175 episodes out. It's a snack food of a podcast, 15 minutes. It's not like the 3 hours a day that Bill does. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, the it's... I knew Self-Defense Gun Stories was not a very long podcast, but how long is Polite Society? It's got some length to it, right?
Polite, it typically runs about an hour to 80 minutes, something like
right.
that.
Right, okay. I was just curious. I'd never asked you in all that time. Give them out one more time.
Okay, selfdefensegunstories.com. We look at what civilians do every week. We talk about it. And then there's the Polite Society podcast at politicsandguns.com.
Outstanding. So, how would you like to close the next 6-7 minutes out of here?
Yeah, let's go to Florida, because they are suffering the same sort of silliness that we hear of in Virginia. And I noticed how the media really twists the images in front of us. Because of Self-Defense Gun Stories, I read about self-defense all over Florida. But, of course, we watch minutes, in fact, hours, of news coverage after the attack at a Florida high school. That's a pretty big bias. One is seen and the other is barely mentioned at all. So the media floods us with all these horrible images of an attack, but they don't show us the thousands of examples of self-defense. And we need to know the whole truth before we can make good decisions.
Right.
Florida was once called the Gunshine State. It earned that nickname back in 1987. It was one of the first, not the first, but one of the first, certainly the one of the larger states that became shall issue. And that was so important because for a century from the Civil War till then, gun control laws allowed local officials to deny gun ownership to racial and political minorities.
Right.
So that was a revolution. What's not well known, and there, it's legendary among Florida law enforcement, was how the rate of sexual assault fell literally in the months after women could get a concealed carry firearm and legally carry it in public. That was 20 years ago, and wow, a lot's changed.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, Bill, this is what I wonder. Do the facts matter? The fact that Florida's gun control laws have disarmed thousands and thousands of people. No, let me take that back. Over 2 million people who want to get their concealed carry permit but are put off by the requirements in Florida. They then become unarmed victims rather than armed victims. 2 million is a pretty big statistical sample.
Right.
In fact, you could throw the top 5 cities in Florida together to reach it. And those stories are never going to be reported. So we've made all these victims, but the politician got some good press releases when he said, I'm saving the children, and no one ever walks up and says, yeah, but my 20-year-old daughter that was working in a convenience store got shot because you made sure she was disarmed. It's the seen versus not seen problem.
I'm waiting for the next person to come to me and tell me gun control saves children. Because gun control comes from the same people that seek to abort as many children as they can. So they need to make a call on which it's going to be. And sooner or later, they're going to face the reality of having to play by their own rules. And that's going to be a bad day in Baghdad for them. I mean, just from dealing with that.
Thank you for letting me tell the story, and the ninjas already know it.
Okay, good.
Because Florida disarmed those some 2+ million people with their restrictive gun control, that means 700 rape victims a year are left disarmed. Now, let's be clear. Carrying a firearm won't stop a sexual assault, but it will stop that assault from being completed and becoming a rape. I checked FBI stats. They go back another 20 years, I think to 76, that we don't see armed people get raped for pretty obvious reasons. They may get hit from behind, but if you can hang on to that gun, no one is going to pull off your pants.
Right.
So there are real people who get hurt, and again, they're hidden. It's a heartbreak, really. Meanwhile, the Florida legislature has armed guards, and they tell us that we shouldn't be armed at work. It drives me crazy.
Yep. Well, it's definitely two sets of rules, and as soon as people really become aware of this reality, as soon as they become engaged, because I made mention of this two sets of rules, and I also made mention of the fact that people that aren't willing to do things when it's easy to do things may face a day when it may be worse, and hopefully they see the I mean, nothing bad needs to happen. I mean, there's plenty of time to make something good happen. But gonna have to make it work.
I hope that's what we're seeing in Virginia. Unfortunately, millions of gun owners sat home this last election.
Yep.
And now it's a very, very narrow margin, a few percent in a few counties, and it became a gun control state. Michael Bloomberg bought it. He won it. Wow. So now they're pushing back at the county level. Will they remember that in 2 years at the next election? I hope it will be a presidential election that actually bodes well for Republicans at the top of the ticket. But Republicans have to quit being the stupid party and capitalize on it.
Yep.
That's a pretty big hope, isn't it?
There's a group of them that think if they kowtow to the press, that the press is going to like them one day. The press is never going to like them. The press is never going to like them. So,
I think that's a matter of what is seen versus what is not seen. When I was in school, there was an article called The Loaf of Bread. And, you know, how do you feed the poor? Well, isn't there a plan to put bread in everyone's home every day? Don't we need to have, like you used to do, be a delivery driver to make sure that people get fed? And you're all, no, people feed themselves. Oh, you don't care about the poor. I mean, it's that same story written onto gun control. Most of us defend ourselves. We don't have security teams. We don't have hired security agents that come with us at work as we travel at our next government office building where we throw down our papers.
And we don't have any more time. We're out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. I was letting you roll. That's cool. I like it. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Say hi to Dan.
All right. Coming up next, hour number two, weekly recap with TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.